And I was just thinking of when you said about doing 1 week and 2 week intensives, and you know this was this is you know, continuing a tradition of Michael's, and we have number you know a number of them each year we run. And I was just thinking about one last year, Shona, where you and I were facilitating that together, and it was a group, a lot of people from Adelaide, but people from other parts of Australia as well, and we were, yeah, we were establishing the group early on in terms of a context, just a context where people can ask any questions, you know, that there's no question that isn't worthwhile to be asking, because we're going to have a whole week together, and we introduced ourselves as you know, offering the work of Michael White. You know, this would be referring to the ways in which he spoke about narrative practice. And at the end of this little introduction, one young man put up his hand and said, like this might be a stupid question, but you said it's okay to ask any questions. Who's this Michael White fellow? And that was just lovely, that for us, you know, to be in that situation where there's still a growing interest, you know, this is in narrative practice, but it's not relying on Michael being there to do these intensives. That there is the ideas and practices are having a life of their own that's being recognised, and people are drawn to that without actually having known Michael. But then, yeah, then it how precious it is to hear where people have had a chance to have known Michael himself. And and I was teaching in the course that we're all involved in. Another course that we're involved in here in Adelaide as an ongoing thing for Narrative Practices Adelaide is teaching on a course for Aboriginal health workers. It's a narrative two-year diploma course for Aboriginal health workers in using a narrative approach. And I was showing some video the other day. We were looking at community practice in that, and some video of the first gathering that Michael facilitated with a team of us as outside witnesses, as a counselling team of a listening group, there's a little bit of Michael describing the listening group and what the listening group was there for in terms of hearing people's stories and having a chance to retell it. And this was a practice that we were exploring in the group. But one of the things that people said afterwards was how lovely it was to actually see Michael, to have a visual or have a sense of his presence. So that's been really lovely to just have those reconnections, especially at this time. It's been 3 years and it's to have those opportunities to hear the sound of his voice and the careful way he spoke about things, the thoughtful way.
I think you're speaking about something really important, Maddie, and that is how we can bring Michael's presence into teaching. And I share with you this interest because I had an experience just in February this year, 2 months ago, in a training where I asked how many people had had a chance to meet Michael. Nobody put up their hand. How many people had a chance to be in a workshop with Michael? Nobody put up their hand. How many people had a chance to attend a conference where Michael shared a paper? Nobody put up their hand. And so this point that you're raising about how do we bring Michael's presence into the teaching, because what gets demonstrated through that presence, I think, is so much about the position of the work and way beyond the technology of the work, that really about the position of the work, which is so interesting. And it's an ongoing question for us, a search for interesting and relevant ways of bringing Michael's presence into teaching and
But like you're saying, bringing that the spirit of the workers in terms of that position, that careful, thoughtful,
ethical.
It is an ethical respect. The thoughtfulness, the tenderness and care and attention that he brought to almost every interaction. And I think, that behind the practice of narrative is such a strong and powerful and helpful ethic in terms of our engagement with people and what people mean to us and what we can all mean to each other, that it's fundamental that we bring, we find ways to bring Michael's spirit into, and the spirit behind this work into the training that we offer.
It's one of the many contributions that the online learning through realauthoringteaching.com has done is to try and make video excerpts available and from interesting conferences and presentations, which means that people can see and hear something of Michael's presence in that way, so that's a great contribution. But we're also trying to think of other creative ways that we can bring this into our into our own work.
Like highlights the importance of that ethic, of making sure that is shared in good ways.